Welcome back, everybody. This is our bite episode. Heron has brought us a special beer from California. Heron, what beer did you bring for us today?
All right, so we got Shared Dreams 2023 Plum Goza with Sea Salt, aged in Cab Franc barrels from Solaris, our friends over at Solaris. So, yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? So this is a beer that you picked up on your most recent trip, or is this one that you've had for a little bit?
I really don't remember. Oh. It could have been part of the membership of last year. Like,
okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay. Yeah. JB, you were looking into this. What's kind of, give us the...
rundown of it? Yeah, okay. So this one, I was looking at it. 8.2% ABV. It was saying that it was lacto-fermented salted plums aged for 18 months from the Cab Franc barrels from Hawk Watch Winery.
Ooh, okay.
So... yeah, it's a cool one. The ambient pairing on this one. What is that, Heron?
SVEN Wonder by Camarebi. We'll post it.
Yeah, we'll put it on there.
I haven't listened to it yet. We should probably... Should we listen to it?
Hey, maybe you could add it in. Let's see. Like a little...
But also... I guess
put it on your phone.
Listen to it now, and then that way they have a little
snippet of it.
Yeah. But here, let's cheers first.
Yeah, let's cheers. Take a drink, and we'll pull it up. Yeah.
Dude, I love the color of this.
Yeah, it's a beautiful color. That's one of the things that caught my eye right away when it was being poured. And that aroma too.
Wow. I mean, it's the only first sip. I mean, you know, first impression so far. Color's great, taste, mouthfeel, good. I just gotta, you know, get a couple more sips in.
Man, first sip, delicious. Right away, I took a second sip, as you could have saw in the camera if you're watching on YouTube. Man, going into this beer, right away, I love plums. Plum flavoring can be hit or miss, but I know always with Solaris, they're using stuff that's going to be top ingredients, taste amazing, and this one does not miss the mark. And Heron's going to sample some of the music real quick.
Well, actually, I don't even know if we can do that. But
you can up to 30 seconds, usually.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know, intellectual property stuff. I don't think I'll mess around with it, but at least we have it here. You can't hear it on there, but you know where to find it.
We will put the song, though, so you can listen to it if you want.
We do have the vibe going on in the background here, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's a nice vibe.
I will say, when I first smelt this, I was afraid that, you know, you would get the, like kind of reminds me of apricot, almost.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought, like, with the smell and kind of the, like, front taste I got, I was like, oh, man, this is going to taste really apricot-y. Yeah. And it doesn't at all. It really tastes like a plum.
Yeah, because it kind of has, like, so... I was having this debate the other day, like, you know how plums, there's two types of, like, meat in the plum. You could get, like, the color like this, or you could get, like, a purple, like, dark, rich plum. So, this type of plum that's, like, lighter bodied, you get a little bit more of, like, a sour taste, and I think the salt in here kind of plays well with that, but I still get, like, a little sweetness on the end, which really rounds it out and makes it complex. Easy to keep coming back to, because I think if that salty taste lasted the whole time, you would kind of be like, okay, I'll take a little bit and be done. But this, like, keeps making you come back for more with that little sweetness at the end, and is refreshing. And for a goze, like, I love it. I think it's one of those ones where McKellar really got us into that style. We had a bunch of good stuff from them when they were in the Miramar area. And yeah, man, this is an excellent beer across the board. Heron, thoughts?
Yeah, so, like, it's a, let's see, what does it say? Yeah, plum goza with sea salt, that's right. Yeah, the goza style, it automatically has sea salt, or, I mean, not sea salt, but salt added to it, maybe, I think. We haven't been brushing up on our brewing knowledge.
Yes, we need to.
But
for sure.
I think goza has salt and coriander, or otherwise, I guess, like akin to cilantro.
Yeah,
not the
coriander
same exact
and
thing.
Salt. Yeah, so it's a variety of top fermented German beer that typically features coriander and salt. So that's where you kind of get that light bodied, fruity, and that little distinct sour flavor that we're used to, and like, let's say those McKellar beers that really got us onto this style. And they're usually lower ABV, but which is interesting about this beer, you're going to be up there a little bit more at that 8.2, whereas normally you see these styles around like, what, 4.5%? So yeah, that it's interesting because I know not too far back we had a beer with coriander and we were talking about it. Now I'm blanking what who it was from, but it was really good. And to see different styles, that's why we like to put these on the podcast, because we like people experimenting, like sharing stuff like this.
Well, I kind of want to get back to the, like the rating of like what we think, because I mean, you guys did a very good job of breaking it down, and honestly, the song going with this, I can get down with it. Like when you guys at home that are listening, like when if you get a chance to listen to the song, have like this kind of style of beer with it, it's nice
little vibe.
Nice little
chill,
vibe. It kind of completes the whole thing here. For my rating, I go based off of the. What the bottle is, I go based off of the color, I go based off of everything. And I think for our season 2 of the podcast, I think we, like, right off the bat, I think out of all the beers, I think majority of them for me have been 5s. Yeah. So, like, I think I'm going to keep the trend going. I think I'm going to give this a 5 flat out. I just think it's just a well-balanced beer. It hits everything. Art on the bottle, fantastic. The color, fantastic. The smell, fantastic. The taste all around to me is fantastic and perfect for my taste buds.
Yes.
And this is something I can gravitate towards. So for me, it's a solid 5, and we're keeping this 5 train rolling.
Jeez, Heron?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard not to be a fan of plum.
Yeah.
Especially with some salinity.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, you know those Hawaiian, like, salted plums?
Okay.
And even, like, in Mexican culture, salted plums, like, it's just, they just go together.
It's a vibe.
And here, like, the plums,
yes, brother.
Yeah, they're supposed to be together. This is, like, it's not too sweet. Like, I don't know, it kind of, like, gives you the vibe of, like, a dried plum because it's, like, not terribly sweet and it's got that salinity and... I don't know. It's. I mean, yeah.
Just does it all.
Why
right?
not? Why not add a 5 to it? Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to not just be like, this is excellent.
Unless if you're allergic to plums.
Yeah. Then. No.
Then
sorry.
You're missing out. On
well,
stuff.
Find a different style.
It's still
a
5.
One.
You
yeah.
just can't have it.
Yeah.
That just means it's more 5s for us to have.
Yes.
Hey, don't be mean.
Hey, I can't disagree with either of you. Definitely a 5. Man. Makes me sad because I wish I had multiple of these bottles just to have on deck. Because I grew up having plums all the time. It's just such a unique flavor. And to have it in a beer like this, I haven't really had a prominent, really good plum beer. And so I think this is one that I would gravitate to easily. Love to share. I think this would be a hit at any kind of bottle share. And yeah, man, the color, like Dustin said, when we're checking out the artwork, throwing an ambient pairing, the style, the ABV on it, it's just all perfect across the board. And it's rare to get everything going. Boom, boom, boom. All the boxes checked. Hey, makes up for some of the other beers where this season has been incredible. We've been rating everything really high. And there's no mistake, beer competition has definitely been competitive this year. We've been getting bangers. There's more beer than ever being accessible, and hey, get yourself out there and have some good beer. Fives across the board.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Solaris has changed to my number 2. So Pure Project, if you're listening to this, don't slip up, because you slip up, Solaris is taking your spot.
Hey, we'll have some more Pure Project here soon. There's a couple that have been floating around. We've had some that have been distroed here. And I know Heron has an old favorite that he ordered, some, not Hazelsaurus Rex, but Chocosaurus Rex?
Chocosaurus
Rex. So we'll definitely be doing something like that here soon. But as always, guys, thanks for watching. We appreciate you. And we're going to do another bite episode this week. So make sure to check that out.
Cheers.
Cheers. Later.